Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Canada. Practitioners send mid-autumn festival greetings to Falun Dafa's founder. Falun Dafa practitioners came together in Quebec City on August 26 and in Montreal City Center on August 27 to send mid-autumn festival greetings to their teacher, Master Li Hongzhi, and to thank him for his compassionate salvation. Originally from Vietnam, Trong Nguyen discovered Falun Dafa in France in early 2021. Prior to that time, she suffered constant excruciating head pain, and medication proved useless. Her pain vanished the first time she did the 5 exercises, and she has been practicing ever since. Her husband said, "Falun Dafa has turned someone who was a pessimist into one who is enthusiastic and proactive." Inspired by her positive changes, he started to read Zhuan Falun and to cultivate. Trong wanted to hold a Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance art exhibition. Before moving to Montreal this year, she searched for houses online and found a place suitable for putting up the exhibit. On the occasion of Mid-Autumn Festival, Trong sincerely thanked Master Li. "Master, thank you for giving me this opportunity to help others realize how wonderful Falun Dafa is through the art exhibition, parades, and other ways. Happy Mid-Autumn Festival, Master." Ms. Carol Kaza developed health problems while working as a hospital nurse in 2007. Someone introduced her to Falun Dafa while she was on sick leave, and she began to cultivate. Nowadays, she often tells patients about the beauty of Falun Dafa when she makes home visits. She said when she plays music composed by practitioners, she often sees light emitting from the patient's body and they look more relaxed. At this mid-autumn festival, she wants to say, "Thank you, Master, for everything, your guidance, care, and support. The time now is very precious and we have a lot to do. I feel extremely fortunate to practice Dafa." Jessica moved to Canada from China in 2018. Her aunt introduced her to Falun Dafa. Together with her husband, she began to read Zhuan Falun. After they began practicing, they learned to look at their own faults and stopped bickering. Jessica's husband became a completely different person. He stopped drinking and playing computer games. He helps with household chores now and became a good husband who worked hard to take care of the family. When Jessica's parents, who were initially deceived by the Chinese Communist Party's lies about Falun Dafa, came to visit them from China, they were moved by the couple's transformation. Jessica and her husband urged them to read the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. They listened to Master Li's taped lectures. Both her parents began to practice Dafa. Even Jessica's grandmother, who had been the most against Falun Dafa, began practicing. Jessica sent Master Li this Mid-Autumn Festival greeting. "Thank you, Master. You gave everyone in my family a new chance at life. You have given us so much. The only way we can repay you is to practice cultivation diligently."
Chinese who support Falun Dafa express gratitude for the practice. As Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as Moon Festival, approached, some Falun Dafa practitioners and supporters of Falun Gong in China wrote to Minghui about blessings they'd witnessed flowing from Dafa. A man in his 80s from Shandong Province said he had been diagnosed with cancer and was on the verge of death. When a neighbor told him to recite, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," he did and has been healthy ever since. The man wrote, "Because I look so good, people who see me often think I'm only in my 60s. I know all this comes from Falun Dafa, and my gratitude is beyond words to Master Li, founder of the practice." A practitioner from Beijing said she recently happened to meet a middle school classmate she knew many years before. The classmate observed that she looked the same as in middle school and asked her the secret for keeping so young and healthy. The practitioner explained how Falun Dafa improved her health while making her open-minded and willing to help others, adding that even reciting Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good will bring blessings. In her submission to Minghui, this practitioner was very thankful and wished a happy Mid-Autumn Festival to Master Li. One resident in Ningxia Province said some of her family members practice Falun Dafa. She wrote, "Practitioners are selfless and are always considerate of others. We also firmly believe that keeping in mind Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good will bring happiness as well as prosperity. We hope the suppression by the Chinese Communist Party will soon end so that more people can benefit from the practice."
Sydney, Australia. Learning Falun Gong at the Vietnamese Community Mid-Autumn Festival Celebration. The Vietnamese community held their Mid-Autumn Festival celebration in Sydney, Australia on August 28th. As one of the largest annual traditional festivals of the Vietnamese community, the event drew around 90,000 people. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to set up a booth to introduce the practice at the event. Many festival goers tried out Falun Gong's first exercise with the help of practitioners at the booth. And comments about feeling positive energy and relaxation were heard from the participants. Mandu Pham heard about Falun Gong and the communist persecution of the peaceful group over 20 years ago, but participating in this Mid-Autumn Festival event was his first personal contact with the practice. He said, "I feel that the meridians in my body were stretched during the practice. I will definitely study and learn more about Falun Gong at home, and I will also attend your group practice." Man said he supports the Falun Gong group's efforts to end the persecution and that there are no words to describe the extreme evilness of the CCP. Man also said that Master Li, the founder of Falun Gong, created a profound practice rooted in values that are good for human beings. Adding, "Once everyone's mentality is at peace, the society is at peace. A master who can achieve this is great." Lalita and her children are interested in Buddhism and meditation. After 5 minutes of learning the first set of Falun Gong exercises, she and her daughters said they felt relaxed and refreshed. The mother was shocked to hear about the CCP's organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners and wondered why she hadn't seen it on the news or social media. Encouraging Dafa practitioners to continue to raise awareness, she said, "This message must be heard." When Philip Lee, a 21-year-old Vietnamese-Australian, tried the exercises, he exclaimed, "I felt strong energy. I love it." Commenting on the Dafa teachings, he said, "The universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are quite virtuous. If there are enough people to raise awareness, there will eventually be enough power to end this persecution."
U.S. Congressman writes to CCP head Xi Jinping, "End persecution of Falun Gong practitioners." Congressman Gus M. Belirikis from Florida has called on the Chinese Communist Party head Xi Jinping to end its 23-year-long persecution of Falun Gong. One day after a senior geological engineer from Shandong Province stood trial in Dongying District Court for his support of Falun Gong. In a letter written on August 26, 2022, the congressman expressed his concern about Mr. Zhou Deyong, noting that Mr. Zhou endured numerous civil rights violations and called on the Chinese authorities to issue a fair and just resolution to his improper arrest and detainment. In a police raid of his home in April of last year, Mr. Zhou was arrested and over 100 Falun Gong books were confiscated, along with some informational materials that belonged to his wife, a Falun Gong practitioner who fled China to avoid persecution. Mr. Zhou has been held at the Binghai Detention Center since his arrest. The congressman also expressed his concern for 9 other DAFA practitioners who were arrested on the same day as Mr. Zhou and have already been tried by the same court. Among them, a female Falun Gong practitioner, Ms. Meng Yu, was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison and fined 30,000 yuan on June 23rd. Mr. Belirakis urged Xi to stop the persecution of all Falun Gong practitioners, as well as respect their human rights of freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, and allow Mr. Zhou to reunite with his family and friends as soon as possible. In solidarity, on August 30th, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio wrote to the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, urging him to call on Beijing to end its criminalization of Falun Gong and to release all Falun Gong practitioners who are held in prisons and various detention centers in the People's Republic of China.
Youth summer camp in Madrid, Spain. Children benefit from Falun Dafa. 3 practitioners from Madrid introduced Falun Dafa and taught the exercises at a summer camp at La Salle School on July 29th of this year. The camp offered many programs and activities for children ages 5 and older. On the last day of camp, a DAFA practitioner who was a teacher at the camp taught the children the 5 exercises. The children looked relaxed as they did the 4th exercise, Fallen Cosmic Orbit. Though some had difficulty focusing during the exercises, many seemed happy and calm after doing the 5th exercise, the sitting meditation. 16-year-old Kevin shared, "I have felt very empty during these past few years and did not know what the purpose of my life was. After practicing Falun Dafa, I know I should treasure life, and I regret having wasted my time in the past. I feel that I now have a healthy mind and body. I am very grateful for today's class and will always seek to better myself." The children watched the video, The Story of a Little Lotus Flower, a tale of a lotus flower that manages to stay safe in dangerous situations with a heart filled with truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. After watching the video, the teachers asked the children what they had learned. 12-year-old Alfonso said, "We should avoid hurting people and not be lazy. We should always do good." He said that he enjoyed doing the exercises with the other campers, that he wanted to learn more online and to practice the exercises in the park, adding, "I like Falun Dafa."
Pennsylvania, USA. Residents learn about Falun Dafa at State Senators Community Day events. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to introduce their cultivation practice to local residents in Philadelphia at several community events sponsored by Pennsylvania State Senator Christine Tartaglione from August 11th through the 27th. Senator Tartaglione thanked practitioners for their participation and stressed the importance of collecting signatures from local residents to help bring awareness of the tragedies inflicted on the Chinese people by the communist regime. She was happy to add her name to the practitioner's petition. Carmen Sosa, office director for Senator Tartaglione, thanked practitioners for bringing Falun Dafa to the community. She said she wished that more children could learn the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance from childhood, since there is too much violence in society. State Representative Jason Dawkins attended one event. He too condemned the CCP's atrocities and signed a petition in support of practitioners. Eventgoers were happy to receive handmade lotus flowers with the words, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. A number of adults with their children learned the Falun Dafa exercises. Many people gladly signed the petition urging the Chinese Communist Party to stop the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong in China, especially the lucrative state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting business that preys on Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. One event on August 17th drew many local residents that included Chinese families. After chatting with practitioners, 13 Chinese people agreed to renounce their memberships in the CCP organizations. Many people signed the petition calling to end the party's criminal behavior targeting Falun Dafa. Practitioner Jenny Sheeks said she was happy to come to an event with her family. She taught several families that Dafa exercises, some of whom said they would continue learning through the website learnfalungong.com. Children and adults alike expressed interest in learning Falun Dafa. One mother who was searching for something that could reduce her anxiety learned the exercises with her three children. The eldest child, who is 9, said she felt calm and serene while doing the exercises. Impressed by the peaceful exercise demonstration, Wanda Lowe and her daughter, Elizabeth, immediately sat down to learn the movements. Wanda was able to do the sitting meditation in full lotus position. She explained that she has always been interested in meditating and was excited to find Falun Dafa, adding, "I will definitely continue doing this."
Ireland, promoting Falun Dafa at Rose of Tralee International Festival. The annual Rose of Tralee Festival is one of the largest and oldest festivals in Ireland and attracts about 200,000 tourists from Ireland and around the world. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the festival on August 20 and 21st to introduce their cultivation practice to festival goers and to educate people about the persecution of practitioners in China. Mike, a practitioner, spoke to people about Falun Dafa when they read the informative display boards. One family from the UK asked why such a cruel persecution was happening. He told them that it was due to the totalitarian power of the Chinese Communist Party, also known as the CCP, saying Chinese people under its rule have no faith and do not believe in the existence of gods. Falun Dafa teaches people to be kind and honest by following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. The CCP is very afraid of these traditional virtues. A Chinese practitioner met a pair of tourists from Beijing who were visiting Ireland. The young man said that he once received a Falun Gong flyer in Hong Kong, and he knew what practitioners said about the brutal persecution was true. He shared that he did not like the Communist Party, but as an individual felt powerless against it. After learning the importance of quitting the party, he withdrew from the Youth League and the Young Pioneers, two youth organizations affiliated with the CCP. Many people attending the festival signed the petition condemning the atrocities committed against Falun Dafa practitioners by the Chinese Communist regime and accepted little lotus flowers, symbolic of high moral virtue made by practitioners.
New Jersey, 13th annual Minghui Summer Camp successfully concludes. The New Jersey Minghui School hosted a summer camp for children ages 6 to 13 in Edison, New Jersey, from July 5th to August 19th of this year. The camp, with a total of 37 students enrolled, successfully concluded with an exciting ceremony on the last day. Classes included studying the Fa, practicing the Falun Dafa exercises, public speaking, English reading, drama classes, history, calligraphy, sketching, coloring, arts and crafts, cooking, planting, mathematics, introduction to computer science, singing, and music appreciation. Students read aloud both in English and Chinese, demonstrated their mathematical knowledge, and the art of origami during the closing ceremony. Parents enjoyed the performances and were very pleased with the summer camp. Ms. Hui, a Chinese teacher, said, "What most deeply impressed me was how quickly each child improved. Some came in not comprehending Chinese, but after 2 months they improved a lot. One child did not speak Chinese very much at home and was lacking an environment for the language. But after 2 months of listening, speaking, and writing Chinese at the camp, the child's Chinese improved really fast." Ms. Liu, a calligraphy teacher, said, "The children are all very intelligent, and the content of the classes is very rich. The teachers worked really hard, and the children changed a lot." Ms. Zheng has been working at the Minghui School for 3 years and thinks it is a great way to help children by providing a good cultivation environment. Ms. Yu stated, "This group of children were quite mischievous in the beginning. They would be quiet and focused during the group Fa study and practicing the exercises, and all of them could put their legs in double lotus. But when it was time to rest, they would be really disruptive. I advised them, according to Masters Fa, not only did they learn to endure, they also learned the relationship between the transformation of karma and virtue, and how one's gong can increase." Ms. Luo, principal and founder of the New Jersey Minghui School, said, "The Minghui summer camp displays the best of our traditional Chinese values in life, academics, and moral value. Many parents agree with my views, as we have seen many people who are not Falun Dafa practitioners sending their children to the Minghui summer camp."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.